This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Douglas County commissioners made clear this week in a video that they are against the unionization of the sheriff's office. According to the commissioners, the Fraternal Order of Police reached out to sheriff's employees against the support of Sheriff Darren Weekly. The commissioners say a union would interfere with the county's law enforcement. Other metro sheriff's offices in Jefferson and Arapahoe counties are already represented by a union. Colorado's oil and gas industry has a new ballot proposal to ban oil and gas. It seems like an odd move, but CPR Sam Brash reports on the political strategy.
The industry filed three head-scratcher ballot initiatives last week. Each are exact replicas of climate and air quality bills it's trying to defeat in the state legislature. But the plan isn't to actually put those ideas before voters. An industry political strategist says the move could force a ruling on whether the proposals violate the single subject rule, a piece of the state constitution meant to limit bills to a specific topic. If the copycat initiatives violate the rule, then those bills might have a harder time winning final approval. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A recent study found the benefits of quitting smoking were evident just after 3 years after stopping the habit. Denver resident Shatoya Harris struggled to quit. Then her doctor prescribed a drug used to help people quit, and it worked.
It just took the urge away.
You'll hear much more from Shatoya and this story later on here on All Things Considered and from CPR News. And you can visit CPR.org for more headlines from across the state.